Welcome to the final day and grand finale of Jetlag Australia. Right now, both teams have plausible paths to victory. Toby and I are starting the day in South Australia with four regions under our control, enough to secure the win at the end of the game. As long as we successfully defend our territory or make an equal number of trades, the win is ours. Ben and Adam, on the other hand, are starting the day in the Northern Territory with only three regions, but thanks to some huge wins last night, they have more money than us and a flight already booked to Brisbane. If they can use that money to flip more of our regions than we can flip back, we're toast. It's all going to come down to strategy, anticipation, and clever timing. So, without further ado, day four.
Good morning.
Good morning, and welcome to the final day of season 10 of Jetlag the Game.
It is 6 a.m. in the Outback.
And it is time. 7 o'clock.
Let's go.
Very confusingly 30 minutes off.
Now, you might be thinking, oh, well, doesn't the game start at 7:30 a.m.? That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, because this is a half-hour time zone. We're an hour and a half behind Sydney.
Makes no sense. Makes no damn sense. But you know what does make sense? The beautiful sunrise. That makes a lot of sense to me.
And also our plan.
And also our plan, which is a very good plan.
Our plan is very good.
I have been crying, screaming, and throwing up over the fact that they won $3,000 late last night.
Yeah,
it's looks like, really like
looks like they had some
concerning.
Nautical adventures, yeah.
That made me a little ill, not gonna lie.
Well, yes, but keep in mind that no matter how rich they are, they're only going to have 6 hours after they get to Brisbane
exactly.
to do whatever.
And after I calmed down from that shock, I realized we still have a pretty good chance at victory.
I don't want to give too much away, but we're going to Brisbane, as you know, and then we have a plan to flip two more of their regions.
Yes. Essentially, we think that we can flip three regions that they are currently holding.
They are probably going to try and steal two of our regions today, Brisbane and one other, and all we have to do is steal those two regions back from them.
And if you're doing the math, they're up by one region right now.
Yep.
So if they can flip three regions...
Then they win.
Then they'll win.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they can do that, Ben.
If they earn more money today, things get worse, but if they have the current amount of money they have, they don't have enough to get three of our regions.
We have an end game that I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they've thought of it. But this is all to say, I don't know what flights they could take. I don't know what steals they might get. A steal would really blow this whole thing.
A steal could set us back, because a steal could take, you know, upwards of $2,000 from us.
Yeah.
And that would mean that we would have to...
Yeah, that could basically blow this whole thing.
So that's something that, you know, we're hoping doesn't happen.
Yeah, but I think the first thing to do is we can make our budget a little more steel-proof by taking a look at today's challenge board.
Should we check out our challenges?
Yep.
First one, 1.5x multiplier, identify chocolates at Peg's Chocolate Factory. Probably not going to be open for a while, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Number two... 30% steal. We gotta have them pick up and take a wallet that has $50 in it within 10 minutes. Third, complete 10 obstacles on the mega climb for 2.5x. That probably doesn't make sense. And the last one, 1.5x multiplier, dump one ocean into another ocean. Also probably too time consuming. I think to me, the only thing worth considering is the steal.
Let's take a look-see.
Teach from afar at the Alice Springs School of the Air.
Mm.
Okay, so the Alice Springs School of the Air is this cool thing where there's like radio school because a lot of this region is so sparse that they can't have regular school. Sail across the Todd River. So the Todd River is famous in Alice Springs for not having any water.
Yes.
So sailing across it would mean we would have to build basically like a cart. Master the Dewey Decimal System. You have to go to a library and you have 3 minutes to find this certain novel. That's a 2.5x.
Okay.
And then get upcharged. So in this one, you have to go buy an item and then go to another store and find the same item for more money. And that's a 2x.
Okay. Here's the thing. Look, we have enough money to do what we need to do. We should not risk any of it unless we are very, very confident that we're not going to lose it.
Now, talk to me about the steal. What do you think about the wallet?
How about let's go under that cover there and get out of the rain while we discuss.
The steel is basically the only thing we'd reasonably want to consider right now.
If we keep the amount of money that we have right now, I think, based on, you know, yesterday's flight prices, that we'd have about 900 spare dollars.
And, well, 30% of our money is more than 900 right now.
Yeah, so I don't personally love the idea of risking our buffer, but what do you think?
I don't think we need it. Like, there are certain situations where if we were not in as strong as a position right now as we were, where we would want to take that risk.
Yeah.
But I think we're in a decently strong position. So I at least think it doesn't make sense to do this deal now.
No, I agree. I think we should do it if they get any more money.
But we have enough money. We have enough money. We don't need to take any risks that are unnecessary.
I mean, the truth is, I think we could do the Todd River thing. I think we could. I think maybe we should go check out the Todd River, get more of a vibe.
Yeah, let's go examine it. And you know what? Then we can tell you about the river, at least, because it's pretty interesting.
Let's pretend you're us, I'm Ben and Adam, and let's war game it. I think their winning move would be to put a decisive claim on Queensland that we can't beat.
We can't really afford to have any of our cities stolen today, that we don't get back. They go to Brisbane and match us with their current budget, they'd have 2,900 left over. You're saying, what if they put a bunch of that on Brisbane?
If they put an amount that we cannot match on Queensland.
Yeah. They can't do that unless...
Unless they get a lot more
budget. Unless we can't get from here to Queensland for $900. Because assuming they don't earn more money, they'll have 2,900 in Brisbane. We have 3,800. So we can match this in Brisbane as long as we can get a flight to Brisbane or Gold Coast for $900. And assuming they don't earn more money.
Yeah.
If they earn more money this morning, a lot of these plans are, like, a lot more dubious.
They're back at the river.
What does that mean?
I still kind of feel like you could get stuck.
Yeah, it's... I mean, like, it's not very solid ground. And at least here, the river is pretty wide.
Yeah.
I personally don't feel great about doing this in time to make our flight.
I mean, I'm just saying, if we don't earn more money, then a steal could ruin the plan. I mean, we need $4,027 to execute on the plan.
I guess the point I'm making is the amount of money we would have to risk on a bet right now in order to put us out of the steal scary zone is more like if we then lost that money, we wouldn't have enough to execute on our plan.
Yeah. Okay, let's don't do it.
I think we're fine. If they hit us with the steal, we could earn back enough money later that we can still make our plan work. It would be a little tricky, but doable. And good content. We love good content.
So Ben and Adam headed off to McDonald's, but back in South Australia, Toby and I could not figure out what they were possibly up to. And anticipating their next move mattered to us a lot. We were pretty sure that Ben and Adam only had the time and money to make it to Queensland and one other region we controlled, so our plan was to fly to Melbourne, flip Victoria, and then fly to one of those two regions to steal it back before the end of the game. This plan, however, had one big weakness. If Ben and Adam managed to make even more money today, they might be able to put down big enough deposits that we wouldn't be able to steal that region back. That meant that we needed a big cash infusion now, and there was only one way we could guarantee it. Put all of our money, every single dollar, in the Ocean Challenge. This would involve taking at least 6 ounces of water from one ocean, the Pacific, Indian, or Southern, and dumping it in a different ocean by the end of the day. Theoretically, we could scoop up part of the Southern Ocean here, dump it in the Pacific Ocean when we get to Melbourne, and secure enough cash to compete at the very end of the game. We were confident we couldn't fail, but doing this meant locking up all of our budget until we got to Melbourne. So if Ben and Adam did something unexpected, or could somehow steal more regions than we anticipated, we wouldn't have the flexibility to change course for the next 6 hours.
So I think it makes sense. Just the idea of plotting out our entire game day now has me scared.
I'm shaking because I can't even type. I can't even type into Google Maps because I don't know what to do. I'm very scared, but I think we should go.
I agree.
We're either going to win or lose on this.
That's kind of how everything goes today, but yes, let's go to the beach.
They're at Forestville.
McDonald's.
Four.
What are they doing?
Probably getting a snack and all the challenges, which is...
Oh, you think they're in the snack zone?
So on the map, it shows us... You might say, okay, oh, they're in the Northern Territory. But if you look at this other map, it actually shows us right in the snack zone. So welcome to the snack zone. We're going to be trying the... hot cross bun with Cadbury chips. Ow. That's bread with chocolate in it, yeah. For sure.
Or maybe the breakfast salad, but...
Do you see what my earrings are today? Do they look
That's the opposing side. We're supporting the enemy.
Oh, no. Everyone loves the snack zone. It's the premier snack show.
What about Choo Choo Choo?
Are you eating?
What does that have to do with it?
I know that the map says that we're behind, but I don't feel that way.
No. The map is misleading you. The map doesn't really understand our desert power.
Yeah. The map doesn't sort of have a metric for desert power.
No.
We have a lot of
Well, actually,
of
let's add that to the map. Yeah. Let's, graphics team, add a desert power. A
desert power, yeah.
And put ours pretty high. Theirs is
almost, it's nothing.
You'll see the graphic. We have a lot of desert power. They don't have very much.
Yeah.
If any.
And actually, could we keep that up for the rest of the episode in like the top, bottom right, the desert power meter?
Yeah. For the rest of the season, that's the metric you're going to be wanting to watch.
Yeah.
Welcome to the beach.
It smells like the ocean.
Yep.
Which ocean in particular is that, Sam? Can you smell it? It's distinct flavor.
Yeah, it's giving Southern Ocean.
Oh yeah, I smell like a hint of Antarctic air in there. Let's place our bet.
You know what I think we want to bet, Toby?
Every single dollar, including that 50 cents.
I think we want to bet $3,274.50. How does that sound to you?
I like it. Lock it in.
Dump one ocean in another ocean. Australia lies at the intersection of three different oceans: the Pacific, the Indian, and the Southern. Collect at least 6 ounces of one of those three oceans, and before the day is over, dump it into a different ocean. If the day ends or you lose the 6 ounces of ocean before you can accomplish this, then this challenge is failed.
That's breakfast out of the way. That's breakfast sorted. We're taking it easy this morning because that is actually right now probably strategically the best move for us.
So, we've still got about an hour until we need to go to the airport. We're going to go check out the Botanic Garden.
Yeah. See if that's any.
See if it's fun.
Welcome to the Alice Springs Botanical Garden.
So far, I would say there are minimal botanics.
I'm seeing some insanely large spider webs, which in the context of Australia makes me scared.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for a water bottle.
Can we just buy one at the convenience store?
Well, why waste a new water bottle? Ma'am. Okay, man, they're very diligent about cleaning out their trash
cans. That was your last bin. Now we need to go to the store.
Let's go to the store. I think we're here during the wrong time of year for there to be flowers, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, it's evident that no one is in Alice Springs right now. Oh, a bug went in my eye. I wonder why.
All right, I think we can turn back and go to the airport. I think we've experienced the Botanic Garden.
Well, now we get to see how exactly we're going to make it to the airport.
I believe in us.
I believe in us, too. But there are no buses to the airport, so it's really just a question of how do we find a taxi?
We have had quite a lot of trouble.
Let's see if the Botanic Garden Visitor Center can get us a taxi.
Thank you.
$5 water bottle. See, that's why we should have scavenged. Trying to think about logistics here. I guess I probably need to take my socks off.
I'll try not to film them so that they don't end up on weird sites.
All right. There it is, Toby.
That's
water
him.
With the palm. You gotta guard this with your life. We gotta get that bus to the airport.
Yeah.
We got a flight to catch.
Do you think Adam might be confused about why we bet all our money?
What the hell?
Thank you so much.
It says that they just bet all of their money.
They just bet all of their money. I wonder on what.
You remember the water, right?
I think it's in my bag.
Do you want to show proof of life?
Thank you.
Great stuff. Great stuff. All right. Let's go to Thruskier then.
What could they be doing? Is it the dump one ocean in another? Maybe they're picking up water, then they'll go to the airport, fly to Melbourne, dump the water, and Bob's your uncle, get a bunch more money.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
That's the only thing I can possibly think of. But again, I don't think their problem's money. I think their problem is time, Ben. I think their problem is time.
I agree. And they've already wasted too much of it.
Hey there. Headed to the airport?
All right, Toby, do not let them take your water.
Well, you made it harder with the seaweed.
Well, honestly, I think the explanation of I collect water from all the oceans, I'm about to travel all the way back to, let's say, Svalbard. No, that's a reasonable explanation. People collect ocean water.
But they would know you're lying because you're not allowed to take water overseas.
Yeah, well, you can say I'm checking my back after this or something. I don't know. Just defend it with your life.
Hi. We're checking into Brisbane.
Sam and Toby, we're coming for your regions.
Where are they right now? So it looks like they have just left Adelaide. I don't know where they're going. My guess is Melbourne, but I don't know for sure.
They're going to have to go to a lot more than just Melbourne if they want to win this thing.
We're going to Brisbane. We have a plan.
All we can do is execute on our plan.
It is time to leave the desert and return to wreak vengeance.
Sam and Toby, your regions will soon be ours.
Thank you. Welcome back to Melbourne.
I think we are here in Melbourne with a bunch of money ready to play defense.
As long as we can get to the ocean.
Oh, should I check that the water bottle is still there? You know, there's always a chance the change in air pressure could have split the plastic and it spilled all in my bag.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I don't want to look at it too much. I don't want it to get, like, scared or something.
Oh. Okay.
They could land and realize they've won for good if we don't successfully complete anything.
Yeah.
Or have a feisty budget. So I imagine it's a little bit of a stressful fight for them.
Yeah, because they don't know what we're up to. So, yeah. And I also feel like they probably woke up this morning thinking they had it because they did have more money than us, or at least a really good chance. And they still have a chance. I think it's still anyone's game.
Yeah.
We've just got to... This time now feels a little bit like chess. Like, we have to just defend our positions. We are willing to lose some if we gain others and make sacrifices, and we just have to move our pieces behind their pieces.
They absolutely have a path to victory.
Yeah.
But I'm convinced that we probably have more.
If we're smart about it.
If we're smart about it. I think it's kind of going to somewhat come down to who anticipates the other's move more successfully.
Yeah. Hey, have a wonderful day, guys. Bye.
Okay. So there's been a huge problem.
Hold on. First of all, welcome to Queensland. We're going to go ahead and put down our deposit. Cha-ching. Now
we're depositing $1,347, $1 more than them, and now we control it. Hooray for us.
Okay, but minor crisis.
Is it minor? Feels kind of major to me.
Potentially major crisis.
Okay, you know, those are arrivals. We need the departure board. It's a Virgin flight. Departure. Not that one. Where is it? Now, these are all Qantas flights.
I would say canceled. Let's go.
We need to get to the area where there are Virgin flights.
Yes. Okay, so basically, we had a flight. Yes.
What's up?
Hi. Sorry. We had a flight that we needed to take, but now that flight is not showing up. So we need to go find someone who can maybe get us on that.
This actually is sort of the key to our whole plan.
If we don't make this flight, we are in big trouble.
This is looking promising, Toby.
Do you smell that, Sam?
Sort of, yeah.
You smell it? What does it smell like?
There's wafts of, like, Southern Ocean coming from over there. But, like, overwhelming. It just overwhelmingly smells like Pacific. Well, we're here, Toby. Like the seaweed is still in there. I hope this doesn't cause some sort of weird chemical reaction.
I hope there's no deadly bacteria in that you're helping spread.
Yeah, apologies if I do, but anyways.
What? No!
Make sure it actually gets
to
the ocean.
No, it actually all blew away and it went.
Yeah, do it this time, for sure. Goodbye, Southern Ocean. Bye, seaweed. On the horizon. Do you
what
see
is
that?
It? What is it?
Do you see it?
Oh.
It's $4,911.79. That is so much money, Toby.
That's amazing.
What do you reckon we do with it now?
Oh, Ben. This is so not what I hoped for. We need to find a Virgin Australia gate agent. Hi. I was trying to book two tickets on the 310, but I was having trouble.
As in to purchase?
To purchase tickets, yeah. I just connected from Alice Springs.
Just one right.
Okay. Ben. Why does it always have to be hard? Why can't it just be easy sometimes?
Just two.
One way?
Yes.
Yes, please.
One that's next is home.
Do you want to go via Sydney or Melbourne?
When would we arrive if we went via Sydney or Melbourne?
I have to have a quick
No, you have to. Within 55
days. No, that wouldn't work. Unfortunately,
that won't work.
You want to check the stuff and see if they've got
it? Sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
And you're sure there's no chance of standby or any way to get on the 310?
There's no seats.
Okay.
So on the 305, there's absolutely no seats. So there's no point to even.
Okay. No chance. Thank you.
Yeah. That plate is full.
Oh, Ben.
1-1. And we left 2000 PM, 4:50 minus 7:50. That's if they do Sydney Canberra.
But
if they do Melbourne Canberra, it's worse for us. -7:50.
Okay, so should we do the Avalon flight then? I guess let's make sure we can get there.
Our really, really, really awesome plan that was definitely going to work has hit what I would call a massive roadblock.
Do you want to explain what our really, really, really awesome plan was?
Yeah.
Now that we seemingly can't do it.
Here, I have to do this. You explain it.
Okay. What we were going to do is we were going to fly from Brisbane to Canberra, claim BAT, and then hop on a bus right over the border because the Canberra airport's only like 2 miles from the border of New South Wales. We wouldn't have to get all the way to Sydney. We would literally just have to get over the border, and then there we could deposit in New South Wales and claim that, and that would lead us to victory. Now we cannot get to Canberra on time. So, seemingly, our leading theory is that there is a flight to Sydney that gets in at like 6:15. And then if we beg, we might be able to book a flight at 7:05 to Canberra.
Because we can't book it as a connection because...
We can't, no. Because then we wouldn't be able to...
We wouldn't be able to deposit in Sydney.
I'm going to go ask Virgin how... Like, if we got in at 6:15, if they think we would be able to book on a 7.
Well, they're not going to know.
But they, they might have the rule. They might know what the rule is. You know what I mean? Clearly, they have, like, a system that shuts down a bit at a certain point.
Okay, I think if we want to get this flight, we need to book. It might go away.
Yeah. Book that flight. I think this is our best option.
I'm just going to book this.
We're just going to have to try going to Sydney and just pray that we are able to get on this flight to Canberra.
I can't believe that, Ben.
Yeah.
Okay, we booked that flight to Sydney.
All right. Oh, let's pray that this works.
I think we found our path to victory. It's a little bit different from what we thought. We can explain in more detail in a moment. In a bit of a rush. All right, flight booked. Now we gotta get not back to the airport. We gotta go to somewhere completely different.
244.
That's us. Better than last one.
A lot more space for now.
Ben and Adam have deposited $1,347 in Queensland. But counterintuitively, I think this is great for us.
This is great news for us, actually. They're exactly where we want them.
We did it. This is good. Especially because we did the thing that we haven't actually explained yet. lots happening. Here, wait. Show your shirt. A lot is going on at the moment.
Certainly.
And they're probably currently hurriedly rushing through Brisbane Airport with some illusion of hope.
I don't know what they're doing, but we'll keep an eye on them, keep an eye on their track.
Yeah, very possible they have some genius plan. The one downside of the plan of ours is we're pretty much done for in terms of flexibility, mm-hmm. in terms of where we go.
Yeah.
So if they somehow have some sort of cunning something...
Plan up their sleeve?
Yeah, we could be screwed. Pivotal time.
See you guys
Pivotal
later.
Time.
Thank you for listening, guys. Good luck today.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
We're moving people forward.
Yes.
So you're on 335. So I can move you to the 305.
Wow, this is huge. Thank you so much.
First class, my
Yeah, of course. All right, Ben. I think this is going to work.
There's one up there, so they can shoot.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll try to beg our way onto the 555, but that seems like a lost cause. But if we can make the 710, that should be enough.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be enough.
Yeah, and there's three seats.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
No.
Well,
that's all right. You're part of the challenge.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you.
Okay.
There's three seats on it.
Of course there's three seats. Cool.
All right, I don't know how much of that was clear to the audience.
We went back to the service desk. They were able to change our 3:35 to Sydney to the 3:05 to Sydney.
That means we'll get into Sydney at 5:35.
That's going to give us a little extra margin to get on that 7:05 to Canberra. However, she just said that there are only three seats left on that flight, and of course we can't book it until we get there, so we just have to hope that fewer than two people book on that flight in the next several hours.
Why can't it ever be easy, Ben? Why couldn't we have just gotten on the 310? We cultivated all of our desert power, and then we were supposed to get on the 310 to Canberra. Ben, that's how it was supposed to work.
It's because we left the desert. You can watch our desert power meter just draining.
Yeah. If you take a look at the desert power meter that we've had up this whole episode, it's a lot lower than it was.
It's a lot lower. But you know what? It still might be enough. We're going to see when we get to Sydney.
Jesus. Oh, no.
All right. I'm now like 99% sure that they're on this flight to Sydney. Well, that's what we thought. And I think we're feeling... Yeah. You've got to learn your geography.
Why? What's going on?
Just for jet lag, the game. No, you don't. As in, you as in general. Yeah, you got to learn your geography.
They're on like a bus towards Werribee or Geelong, maybe?
I don't think there are any challenges down there. I don't even know why they would be doing a challenge. Because they don't need any money.
Maybe they're just like...
They're just vibing out.
Vibing, hanging out, seeing the sights. Or they're about to pull one of the most incredible tricks we've ever seen. But I think it's unlikely.
I don't know. Look, at this point, nothing's out of the question.
What are they doing?
Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, we've been on the bus for an hour and a half. It got rather delayed. We should be all right, but the flight does leave in 45 minutes.
The flight is boarding in 4 minutes, but I'm hoping it's...
Yeah, very small airport, so I think it'll be okay. But, a little tight, a little tight.
All of our plans depend on this.
Yeah, the bus was supposed to get here 30 minutes ago, but... Should be okay. This airport is a bit out there. Certainly a little bit more out there than Melbourne Airport.
Okay, here we go. Sydney, let's hope this works.
This was not the plan I hoped for, but it's the plan we've got now.
Thank
Right. Let's get out of here. Classic, tight.
Yeah, we only just started boarding, and we only just at the airport, so it's
fine. Yeah, I mean, this is what I normally get to be here for.
All right, plane is there.
I think it's going to be a stressful flight, Toby.
Why?
What if they've thought of something we haven't?
I feel not so stressed.
Okay.
It's possible. They could be up to anything, I guess.
I mean, we've thought of something they haven't. Therefore,
to be fair, we think we thought of something that they haven't, but they could be one step ahead of us, and they know what we think we've thought of.
Yep.
And they've thought of one thing more.
Yes. We'll see.
Toby, quickly.
1501.
Almost forgot that.
1501. I'm about to get both playing.
1501 in Victoria. Got it. We definitely did almost forget that, right? We were just doing that for dramatic tension.
Okay, more bad news. While we were in the air, the price went up on that Canberra flight out of here, and now it is like $13 out of our budget.
Uh-huh, it's 13.
So I don't want to think about that
dollars
too much.
Too expensive. Okay, wait, this isn't showing everything because I'm missing stuff, so.
Now there's a question of if we should try and go to Melbourne and retake Victoria instead. Because here's the thing, they put down a deposit of 1501, but if they're still there and they see that we're coming to Victoria, they could put down more, and that would put it out of budget for us, and we would get there and we wouldn't be able to take it back. But if they have left, having only put 1501 down, then
they might be on.
Virgin Australian the traditional owners.
I think they left.
Do you think they're on a flight to Devonport?
I think they're on a flight to Devonport, Ben.
That means that we need to go to Melbourne.
That means we can go to Melbourne.
That means we can go to Melbourne if we can get a flight to Melbourne.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Oh. Oh, all right, there's a lot happening. The first thing we're going to do is go ahead and deposit $1,151 into New South Wales. New South Wales is ours.
Okay.
All right.
Where's
there,
the help?
There, this way.
Let's see if they can get to Melbourne.
They're unavailable?
Okay, it's fine. Just go to the gate. It's the flight to Melbourne. There's a bunch of them. That's to Perth. We need a departure board. Okay. Departure to Melbourne. The 6:30.
45? 8:45.
45. Hi there. I'm sorry. We're. Is it possible to get two tickets onto this flight?
To Melbourne?
Yeah, to Melbourne.
You have to go upstairs to the check-in
board. Upstairs?
I want to purchase a new ticket.
Okay.
You already have a ticket?
No. I want to purchase one.
Yeah, you have to go upstairs.
Which, where? Okay, those stairs. Okay.
Is it? No, this doesn't look right.
Well, they said upstairs. Here? Okay, this seems like not an area where we're allowed to be.
And he said upstairs.
I know, but This doesn't seem right. This seems like an employee space. No, no, it's not. This is wrong. Here, let's go back down. Where's the service desk? The service desk? The upstairs service desk? The gate agent told us to go upstairs. I think we clearly went the wrong upstairs.
You did. Where was it? Yeah, that's the opposite.
Yeah.
What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to book a ticket.
Oh, buy a ticket.
Yeah.
Where to?
To Melbourne on the 6:30. It's too late to do it online, so we were going to try to talk to an agent.
Over here.
Okay. Thank you.
Maddie will help you.
Thank you.
I went upstairs when I went up in the office.
The guy told us to go up to the service desk, and we went upstairs, and we immediately realized we had very much gone to the wrong place.
Yeah. I'm sure that would be lovely, too.
I can just only take credit card.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Can you look at the departures from where they're going? Because I feel like they have to be going somewhere else next. Devonport.
You guys have bags. I'll get you on one that's boarding now. You just have to head straight to the gate.
Oh, great. Yes, that'd be fantastic. That would be perfect. That'd be perfect.
Boarding, don't run, but head straight to gate 36.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
It's on the flight. We are going to Melbourne.
Not where we expected to go.
Not where we intended to go, but, you know.
I think it's going to be enough. Unless they have some way to turn around and get back to Melbourne or Sydney.
I think this might have just secured us the victory.
That might be it.
No more surprises, please.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.
I think that might be it.
Let's go.
Let's go, baby.
Adam, where is our desert power meter at?
I think the desert power meter is extremely high at the moment.
Through the roof. Oh
my God, I think she put us in economy plus. That's crazy.
Didn't even break a sweat.
We're on the flight to Melbourne, Ben.
And they put us in economy plus.
They're in Devonport, Tasmania. And I think they're staying there, buddy boy.
Welcome back. It's been what? Two whole days? Three days.
All right. Welcome to Gold Coast.
Ben, look at where they are.
They're on the Gold Coast.
They're on the border between Queensland and New South Wales, Ben. They did not go to Tasmania.
No, they did not. Uh-oh.
We can reclaim this region by depositing $2. What do you reckon? Should we do that, Tony?
$2 dues. Send them right
now. Is it worth it?
I think it's worth it.
Okay. I think
we like this place. It's nice and warm here.
It is nice and warm here. I reckon that's worth it. Let's do that. Let's take Queensland.
All right.
$2 deposited. We're going to catch a bus, and then we have, I think, one more step.
And the airport is on the border.
Not working.
That could have been good to know.
We did not know that.
for here.
Toby? Do you know what this represents, Toby?
Oh, yeah.
Shall we?
Shall we? 3, 2, 1.
That's New South Wales. That's our fourth region. We haven't claimed it yet, though.
Haven't claimed it yet.
I'm going to ask Ben and Adam to give us a call once they land, and we can each make our last moves, let's say. How about that?
Great news, Ben. We landed in time.
Mm. At least we'll make our deposit. No. Guess let's go ahead and do that.
Whee! Yay.
Sam and Toby said that they want us to call them. Wonder what that could be about.
I think they're going to concede.
Hello.
Hi, Sam and Toby.
Yeah, so we, you know, we deposited $2 in Victoria, which puts us at 4 and you at 3.
And I think that's the end of the game, right? We'll wrap it up. That seems like that. That would be it, right?
Wait, I'm going to... Did we just lose?
Do we have anything left?
I'm trying to... I do actually have something to show you.
Yeah, I thought you might.
We've got these
interesting facts that I'm just now learning.
Yeah, we've got these nice big triangles here. And you might wonder what these triangles symbolize. And
I figured it out.
Well, there's this thing that says sort of that stands for Queensland.
Symbolizing.
And this is confusing. You might at first think it stands for nice, so be wins.
Right.
Well, that would make no sense.
I understand why you might think that, but we came to realize that it actually stands for New South Wales.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And therefore, I think, Toby, you're on the right...
I've got to be over here.
Yeah, you've got to be over here.
We've got to both be together. The two mates can't be separated.
You guys are really drawing this out.
Wait, is there a deposit you want to make? Or we want
to
make?
I'd like to make $2 on New South Wales.
Yeah, I concur.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought you might do that.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it.
No, I think there's actually a motion graphic for this exact moment.
Oh! It's a nice motion graphic. Wow.
The motion graphic.
Wow.
It's got kangaroos jumping over these tall towers.
No. That's too complicated.
Snakes slithering
The streets. That's too complicated.
And a spider.
That is way too complicated.
All right. Well.
Sam, Toby, we've said this once before, and it seems we'll say it again. Congratulations on winning this season of Jet Lag the Game.
We have been trying to pack light this season. So I don't have a full medal trophy for you, but I do have this.
Whoa!
What's that? It's a balloon.
Yeah!
And I'm gonna...
Whoa!
It's getting so long. It's curling all around. But now I'm gonna take it...
Whoa!
Look at that. It's the first ever... inflatable balloon animal Jet Lag the Game trophy.
That's awesome,
and
man.
Now I'm going to let it fly up into the air.
Whoa.
There it goes.
There it is. There it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait.
A giant balloon animal.
Toby, catch it. Catch it.
It looks
catch
like
it.
A kangaroo.
Catch it. Catch it. Catch it. You got it?
I've got it.
Okay,
I've
don't
got
let it go.
Feet.
It might blow away.
I've got its feet.
I just have one final question for you, and then it goes to Toby. You know, it's been a long 4 days, and I guess I just want to know, how are you feeling?
Toby has been crossing this line constantly.
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 Look.
And you know, over there, what time is over there?
7:30?
Yeah.
8:30.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
7:30 again.
Your sleep schedule must just be.
Yeah, I feel like that would take a toll on you.
8:30.
Yeah, your sleep schedule must be just so out of whack.
And this is my fourth state of the day.
So how do you feel?
Well. Mate, I'm feeling jet lag.
Whoa! Oh, she said that thing. Oh my God.
All right, that's it for season 10. We're going to see you next time.
See you next time in season 11.
Woo! That's a lot of seasons.
Woo!
Thank you so much for watching this entire season of Jetlag. We really appreciate you making it all the way to the end. And believe it or not, the next thing that we have to tease for you is not Jetlag. It's called The Getaway. And here it is.
Welcome to The Getaway, where these six creators are taking a road trip to transport a $10,000 prize across the Great American West. The problem?
There's a snitch among them,
sabotaging the group at every turn.
But who is it?
The gamer?
Am I 1,000% sure I am not the snitch? Absolutely.
The zoologist?
Is there nothing I could say to change your mind?
The therapist?
You guys trust each other, like actually trust each other. Yeah.
The card counter?
I'm not throwing shade at you, but the way that I think it would be smart to do it.
The finance guy?
This snitch thing is very stressful. I go to bed at night and I work.
The political scientist?
I have this suspicion that we did get the snitch. You really never know.
You ready to find out?
Sure.
Okay.
It's a tense moment.
Okay, here we go. What am I? Nice.
Oh, yeah.
So here's what's actually going. We really like shows that have, you know, like a sabotage element, but there's already like so many that have a saboteur.
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
And now I have this special role. I'm really carrying this entire series.
There's even a bunch that have a couple of saboteurs.
Boston, I don't believe in. Jersey, I don't believe.
It's Boston. Boston was never the city.
But as far as we know, there's none that have everyone as the saboteur. And we thought that would be funny.
In some way, I'm like, are there two snitches here? There's no script for this, so, you know.
That's a great... Oh, that's going to make the trailer, dude.
Yeah.
Want to know who else it is? It's, everyone.
You mother...
That looks so good.
It looks so good.
We made a really good show.
We shouldn't actually set expectations that high.
No, but we worked really hard on it. We really need you to go watch it.
Yeah, it's one of the more interesting things of all time, I think.
That's a huge statement.
No, I think that's reasonable. Yeah. I think that's reasonable. Yeah.
And to be clear, the premise here, it's quite interesting. We basically wanted to make a kind of a saboteur show. The idea being it's like one of these shows where you vote people off because there's a saboteur, you have to find the saboteur. Except we've told every single one of the contestants that they're the snitch. They're the saboteur. They're, you know, the traitor, whatever you want to call it. So they all are playing as if they're the only one. They all think they're individually the main character.
Yeah, it was really stressful
to keep
that secret.
But where can they watch it?
Nebula.
Yeah, we do want to be clear, this will not go up on YouTube.
This is a Nebula original because they paid us a lot of money to make a big thing. So if you want to see what happens when six people all think that they're the main character in a show simultaneously, this is the show for you.
Nebula.tv/jetlag is where you could go sign up to watch the show. The premiere will be happening on this date, which is not that long from now.
And while it's true this will stay only on Nebula, for those of you who want to share the fun of The Getaway with your family and friends, we also have you covered because Nebula is now offering annual gift cards. For $30, you can send a friend a year of Nebula at gift.nebula.tv/jetlag, and that gives you access to not only The Getaway, but Jetlag 1 week early, all the other exclusive content and originals on Nebula, including the layover.
Nebula is a wonderful streaming service that was founded by creators and is run by creators, and also that is all about supporting creators, which is why when you sign up, a portion of your subscription fee will go directly to us for the whole time you stay subscribed. And that's actually the whole way that we fund this show. And that's also the whole way that The Getaway was funded. And we really want to do more big stuff like The Getaway. So it would be really awesome if you signed up at nebula.tv/jetlag.
Yeah, so let's do a summary. So you can watch, you know, the next season of Jetlag 1 week early.
And that's coming pretty soon also.
Yeah, and you can listen to all of the exclusive off-season episodes.
And also the exclusive in-season episodes.
And the exclusive in-season episodes. You can watch The Getaway, exclusive to Nebula. You can watch all of the other originals, exclusive Nebula. You can help support the show. And all of that costs just $2.50 a month.
$2.50 a month, $30 a year.
To be clear, $2.50.
Yeah.
A month. When you go
with our code.
With our code, when you go to nebula.tv/chat, like, seems like a pretty good deal.
That's a pretty good deal, man.
So, you know, thanks in advance for your support, and, we will see you on The Getaway.
Okay, bye.
Bye.